It's been described as the biggest open-air bookshop in the world, on a 3-kilometre stretch on both sides of the Seine River. Around a third of a million second-hand books are displayed in traditional green wooden boxes. The booksellers are known as bouquinistes, and the tradition began 4 centuries ago when hawkers would try and make a few francs selling second-hand books. Over time, they became a go-to source for out-of-print or rare publications. During the French Revolution, bouquinistes salvaged books from raids on aristocrats' libraries. And when Paris was occupied by the Nazis, they hid material about the resistance. They've survived floods and censorship and have become a romantic symbol of literary Paris and a pool for book lovers and tourists the world over.
They're quite an iconic part of Paris. I think that's when you think of this river, you quite often think of having all these booksellers along it, and I think it would be definitely something to, isn't it? Something nice to see along the side, isn't it?
And I think it's really important to buy from small businesses instead of buying from big businesses.
C'est le charme du bouquiniste, c'est-à-dire qu'on ne s'arrête pas devant les boîtes vertes pour chercher quelque chose.
You don't stop in front of these green boxes to look for something, but to discover something, says this customer who turns out to be a literary critic for a well-known French newspaper.
Voilà, on trouve une édition originale.
You can find a first edition with a number line at a reasonable price, and that's what makes bouquiniste so charming. It's a cliché, but they are the soul
of Paris.
But faced with competition from online dealers, some bouquinistes are selling more and more tourist trinkets. That's not forbidden, but it is tightly regulated by Paris City Hall, who provides them with space to set up their stalls free of charge. But of the 4 boxes that each seller has, 3 must contain books, and the 4th can sell items like prints, postcards and souvenirs. Jérôme Calais is head of the Association of the Bouquinistes of Paris, and he sells only books, but he's seen a worrying increase in the sale of keyrings, magnets and cheap plastic Eiffel towers over the last few years.
Je pense que cette quatrième boîte consacrée aux souvenirs et à la petite brocante est un mal nécessaire.
I think this fourth box for flea market objects and souvenirs is a necessary evil. Some of my colleagues need that extra revenue. But the problem is those trinkets are spilling over into the other 3 boxes. If that continues, we're no longer bouquinistes. We must remain booksellers, people who sell, share and pass on culture and knowledge through books.
Grâce et par le livre.
What's happened for you personally over the last 27 years?
Quand j'ai commencé il y a 27 ans, on était tous des libraires et
when I began 27 years ago, we all sold books or old engravings. Today, with new technologies, printers, color photocopiers, these beautiful old engravings are being replaced by prints, mediocre photocopies or paintings made in China. You'll never see the word reproduction on any of these modern prints, but they are.
Aucun des tirages modernes proposés et pourtant.
Bonjour.
What are you buying?
3 posters.
3 posters.
With different messages. One's cats.
Yeah.
One is something a bit on the left-hand side of me.
May 68.
This one here is just rather typifies Paris with a little.
Paris, je t'aime. Paris, I love you.
Paris, I love you. There we are.
Bouquiniste Alain Prouvaud runs his stall just opposite Paris City Hall on the right bank. He pockets €20 for the posters which he produced himself. I have a colour photocopier at home and make them myself, he says. I make posters of May 68, Vogue, Air France. You just take a book and enlarge the photo. You have to find a way of getting by. You can't make a living as a bouquiniste nowadays. People buy them on internet or in flea markets, not here. And the mayor of Paris doesn't understand.
Seulement à la mairie, des fois, ils comprennent pas bien. Des fois, vous faites zéro.
Couvaux says he makes between €0 and €200 a day. But continues to do this because he likes the freedom to open when he pleases. He's giving a lick of sludgy brown paint to the inside of one of his boxes to make it seem more appealing to tourists.
Qu'est-ce que je vais mettre? Ah bah, je vais remplir une boîte.
I'm going to fill it with things that sell to passers-by on the riverbanks, he says. It's mainly tourists, so I'm going to sell items for tourists, it's obvious. Florence Delaunay is sitting on a deck chair reading, waiting for customers. She sells mainly children's books. 2 of the 4 green boxes are filled with collections by Jules Verne, but also Enid Blyton and J.K. Rowling in translation.
Pour moi, si je fais du livre enfant, justement, c'est parce que un pays où les enfants.
I sell mainly children's books because a country where children read is a free country. You can't make kids swallow garbage if they have knowledge. Knowledge is freedom.
Ça, c'est vraiment la première des libertés.
Delaunay also has one box of souvenirs for tourists, mainly fridge magnets and posters, which help her stay afloat.
This too.
Okay, two.
Thank you.
Alors, les objets touristiques, en fait, me permettent des fois de pas faire.
Selling the tour souvenirs helps stop me from having zero earnings in the winter. I'm open all year round. This is my full-time job, and I have a family to keep, so I earn a little extra thanks to these objects. And it means foreign tourists who don't necessarily speak French can take a bit of Paris back home.
Ça permet quand même d'emmener un petit bout de Paris.
The paper for the bread.
Florence is putting these two fridge magnets in a very lovely little paper bag, and it's got a baguette on the front. You don't get much more French than that, do you?
No. Thanks. Merci. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
What makes you want to continue, Florence?
Parce que tout simplement, j'aime les gens. En fait, je fais ce travail parce que
I love people. It's as simple as that. And I get to meet people from all over the world. Sometimes they come back to see me and introduce me to new members of their family. They'll invite me to go and stay. And then some people confide in you. They open up and tell you their problems. You end up having conversations that have nothing to do with books. People who've lost their job or gone through a divorce, they'll often leave with a book under their arm, but for free.
Vous lui donnez un livre, là vous lui vendez pas un.
The closer you get to Saint-Michel and Notre-Dame, the more the tourist trinkets take over the stalls. Some even have fold-out tables on the pavement to put even more Eiffel Towers on show. Paris City Hall carries out regular checks and can withdraw concessions, but rows of shut green boxes doesn't give a good image of Paris either. Jérôme Calais decided it was time to act and try to encourage people to return to the original purpose of the stalls by valuing this old tradition a bit more. He recently launched the process of getting bouquinists on UNESCO's intangible cultural heritage list.
Moi, je demande l'inscription au patrimoine culturel immatériel de l'UNESCO parce que je pense que c'est le moment pour essayer de revaloriser notre métier, notre.
I'm asking for bouquinists to be on the UNESCO's immaterial cultural heritage list because I think it will bring us more recognition for our profession. If we don't react, I'm afraid we'll get eaten by the sale of souvenirs. And that would be sad because it's a typically Parisian tradition dating back to the 16th century. We're probably the last little Parisian profession still in activity. As I often say, Paris without its bouquinistes would be like Venice without its gondolas. It's unimaginable.
The process will be in two phases. First, the bouquinistes must be recognised as national cultural heritage, which depends on the Ministry of Culture, and then the bid can be made to UNESCO. It could take at least 2 years. But on May the 2nd, it got a boost when Paris City Hall unanimously backed the move, and it does have cross-party support. Within the booksellers community itself, Calais says it's already had a positive effect.
Since I launched this idea, many colleagues have told me they feel more hopeful and confident about the future. Some were a bit disillusioned and felt City Hall didn't care. This is giving them the energy to carry on. If we respect the bouquinist code of ethics better, it will help us keep the profession going.
Alain Prouveau welcomes the idea of getting recognition from UNESCO.
Au moins on restera.
You could always have a mayor with a grain of folly who decide to get rid of us, he says. But with UNESCO's backing, we could stay no matter who is in power, so we're quite favourable.
Donc on est plutôt pour, évidemment.
The bid for UNESCO intangible heritage status could be in 2019 at the earliest. The savoir-faire of the perfumers of Grasse is already a candidate, as is the French baguette. Calais believes the bouquinist will succeed, even if it takes time. After all, the current Minister for Culture is a former book publisher, the Prime Minister has written books, and the French President has made no secret of his love and knowledge of both philosophy and literature. The planets would seem to be well aligned. Alison Heard, RFI, Paris.